Hello and welcome to Three Sisters Permaculture Podcast, where we explore and discuss all things permaculture. I am your host, Daryl Fry. I'm owner of Three Sisters Permaculture Design, and author of BioShelter Market Garden, the Permaculture Farm, and co-author of the Food Forest Handbook. I have been practicing permaculture for over 30 years. I would like to add my voice to the ongoing dialogue about permaculture, sustainability, and regeneration. In this, our inaugural podcast, I would like to explain a little bit about what permaculture is, for those of you new to the concept. Then I want to give some of my own background, my own history in permaculture, and then I want to explore a little bit about where permaculture is today, and why it's relevant, why it's actually more relevant than ever in the 21st century. I probably should begin by explaining the name Three Sisters Permaculture. When I started my permaculture design business and then subsequently my permaculture farm in rural western Pennsylvania, we chose the name Three Sisters in honor of the Native Americans' main crops, corn, beans, and squash. The corn provides a trellis for the beans adds nitrogen back into the soil, and the squash acts as a ground cover, reducing weeds as they all mature. Corn, beans, and squash are also the basis of a balanced diet of protein, carbohydrates, vitamins, and minerals. I was raised in small towns in Pennsylvania. From an early age, I had plentiful contact with nature. We took family hikes, camping trips. My father took us fishing and hunting. We would spend weekends on my uncle's dairy farms in the mountains of north central Pennsylvania, where I explored mountains and streams and forests and fields. My youth was full of wild plants, raspberries, blackberries, blueberries, huckleberries, tea berries, birch bark tea, and many other wild harvested plants. I also had a very strong interest in the sciences, natural history, geology, botany. But through my teenage years, I've had a growing awareness of the damage humans were causing to the planet Earth, and I became disillusioned with the sciences. So after graduating high school, I sought a life closer to the land. I moved to a rural farmhouse to escape towns and cities. I soon met many of my neighbors who were homesteaders, raising goats and chickens, building big gardens, making their own compost, drinking beer on the porch in the evening, and generally living the good life. I began to read Mother Earth News Magazine, Organic Gardening Magazine, Prevention Magazine, and various books about natural living, health, wellness, and environmental issues. In 1980, I read an interview of Bill Mollison in Mother Earth News magazine. Bill Mollison was describing permaculture. He explained that permaculture was a design system based on ecology and environmental science. With permaculture, we could design sustainable homes, communities, villages, farms, and begin to solve many of the environmental issues that we were facing. I knew immediately that this was what I wanted to do, become a permaculture designer. I spent the next several years reading every reference I could find that Bill Mollison and his co-author David Holmgren used to write their landmark books Permaculture 1 and Permaculture 2. I also continued to develop my homesteading skills and continue to learn more about the forests of western Pennsylvania and gardening in Pennsylvania. In 1982, I attended a three-day workshop at Stonyfield Farms in New Hampshire. During Bill Mollison's lectures and conversations I had with him at this workshop further inspired me to come home and begin developing a piece of property as a permaculture project. A friend provided us access to a 5-acre field that had been corn and soybeans and nothing else for decades. And so, while my wife at the time and I developed our own 10-acre property, built a house, raised our children. We also began working on the 5-acre farm that became Three Sisters Farm. In 1986, I helped organize and attended a permaculture design course led by permaculture teacher Dan Hemingway. This 120-hour course further propelled me into the world of permaculture. The following years, 1987-88, were a pretty intensive time of developing our Three Sisters Farm. We received a grant from the Pennsylvania Energy Office, built a 3,000 square foot solar greenhouse with supplemental heat provided by firewood and compost. We began developing our market garden beds and spent the next 25 years developing Three Sisters Farm as a market garden farm, selling produce to regional restaurants and individual customers. My goals in developing Three Sisters Farm were basically threefold. First, I wanted to create a permaculture demonstration project to put theory into practice. Second, I wanted to show that you could grow food year-round in a bio-shelter greenhouse without the use of fossil fuels. Third, I wanted to show that you could grow produce, grow a crop, create an income on land while increasing the biodiversity and health of that land. As we developed our bioshelter's indoor ecosystem and our market garden beds, we also planted the farm with many perennial plants, creating windbreaks, food forests, orchards, wild spaces. We built a pond, and we let native plants return around the edges of the pond and the property lines. Very quickly, a rich biodiversity returned to the land. The pond became home to several species of frogs, two species of turtles, many water birds visited the farm, ducks, herons, the occasional osprey. An incredible array of insects re-inhabited the farm, and many species of birds made their home there. Snakes and toads and critters of all shapes and sizes came to live with us in and among our gardens. After 25 years, we ceased intensive vegetable production in 2014, but the farm still yields plentiful harvests of nuts, berries, and fruits, including pears, apples, plums, mulberries, rose hips, blackberries, and so forth. Three Sisters Farm and Bioshelter is one of the longest running permaculture projects in North America. In future episodes, we will examine many of the things we did there more closely. While I am not currently market gardening at Three Sisters Farm, I am very active in permaculture projects. In addition to permaculture education programs, permaculture consulting, I work part-time at an urban farm in Pittsburgh, and I have a design and build business. For the remainder of this first episode of Three Sisters Permaculture Podcast, we will examine permaculture a little more closely. Permaculture arose in the 1970s as a response to growing environmental degradation. In Permaculture 1, co-authors David Holmgren and Bill Mollison laid out a broad outline of a system of design that used principles of ecology, renewable energy, and equitable social structures to create landscapes that would regenerate the damaged earth and create both permanent agricultural systems and permanent cultures based on bioregional sustainability. Following publication of Permaculture 1, Bill Mollison published the book Permaculture 2, which further laid out permaculture concepts and ethics, principles and practices. While David Holmgren, by then in his mid-20s, began to develop permaculture examples on his own properties, Bill Mollison, then in his 50s, began to travel the world and talk to people about permaculture, teach people about permaculture, and consult and help create permaculture projects. In 1989, Bill Mollison published his Permaculture, a Designer's Manual, an encyclopedic volume intended as a handbook for permaculture design consultants. Since its inception, permaculture has been a sort of open-sourced system. Permaculture has both drawn from and influenced schools of ecological design, agroecology, and related fields. Through the 1990s, permaculture expanded slowly around the world, with permaculture teachers and permaculture projects becoming established and developing examples for other people to learn from. In the 21st century, permaculture has continued to evolve. Today, there are thousands of permaculture projects. Tens of thousands of people have attended permaculture design courses, and dozens of books have been written describing various aspects of permaculture design. In 2018, permaculture as a field of design is alive and strong. The need for sustainable regenerative design is more pressing than ever. Heat waves, superstorms, raging fires, and prolonged droughts caused by climate change affect millions of people each year. Rapidly rising seas will displace hundreds of millions of people in the coming decades. Cities are experiencing water scarcity, our fisheries are diminishing. The mass extinction of species continues on our planet Earth. While green and sustainable technologies are helping to mitigate some of these issues, only a large-scale movement away from fossil fuels and other destructive technologies can reverse this course. And permaculture design is an important tool to help guide us as we move into a more regenerative future. Today, there are many examples of permaculture in action. These serve as guides to the transition to a more ecologically conscious humanity. Urban farms are springing up in cities around the world. Food forests are being planted on public lands, parks, backyards, and farms. People are using goats to control weeds in the landscape instead of herbicides. Of course, the growing demand for organic food provides market opportunities for enterprising new farmers. Whether you engage in permaculture as a professional or permaculture as a lifestyle, the principles and practices of permaculture can help you become a much better steward of our planet's resources. While our future prospects seem precarious, we are actually living in a very exciting time. The solutions to many of our problems are very simple. There are choices on how we live, how we get our food, how we manage our landscapes, how we earn a living, and where we spend our money. At the core of permaculture design are three ethics: taking care of the earth, taking care of people, and sharing the excess. While simple to articulate, these ethics may seem difficult to put into practice in our busy lives. And so, in future podcasts, we hope to share ideas, information, and tell you about projects and about strategies for incorporating permaculture into your own life. Please join us for our next podcast episode, where we will discuss food forests. A food forest is a planting of perennial plants in a polyculture that mimics nature. We will explore food forests from their ancient origins and prehistory through the modern era and learn more about how to design, establish, and manage these productive systems. If you would like to give us feedback or have questions or comments, you can contact us at threesisterspermaculture.com. Thank you for listening.